Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their dining and entertainment card, Saver, What's in Your Wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org. O Little Town of Bethlehem, as played by the Del Monte String Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. The music continues. Now that we are in the afternoon time, we will be joined later by the Madrid Orchestra and Chorus. They are something from Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo that he cooked up for Christmas in 1952. His Telling of the Nativity with Retablo de Navidad. Pianist Mikhail Pletnev as well will perform a series of fugues for a piano by Edvard Grieg. That's all ahead of us here on a Thursday afternoon. Let's bring back the Boston Camerata and another medley of Christmas tunes from the late 18th century American colonial times. From their album American Christmas, we'll listen to the Light of the World medley. Hope you enjoy it. Next on KPR. The Boston Camerata, under leader Joel Cohen, and the Christmas medley, Light of the World, from their album An American Christmas. Christmas time as it would have been experienced in American colonial times in the late 18th century, with tunes some familiar to us, others less so, here on Kansas Public Radio. And it is about 12:22. Still to come from An American Christmas, we'll go to a Spanish Christmas cantata a bit later, with the Madrid Orchestra and Chorus, and Retablo de Navidad by Joaquin Rodrigo. A little over 10 minutes from that performance here on KPR. Here on the KU campus, it is 53 degrees. Windy as well. We're clocking 44-mile-an-hour winds at the moment. A wind advisory in effect for the KPR listening area until 6 this evening, and a high wind warning in effect for portions of the KPR listening area, generally west of Topeka. In addition to all of that, a red flag warning is in effect for the KPR listening area. Very windy, very dry out there, and conditions are very hazardous for any and all outdoor burning. If you need to do that at all, use extreme caution. We're expecting temperatures to start dropping to about 33 degrees a little later this afternoon, and tonight clear, windy, a low of 22. We should have sunny skies and temperatures back up to 48 for tomorrow. We'll listen next to pianist Mikhail Pletnev performing keyboard music by Edvard Grieg. We have a collection of fugues next on Kansas Public Radio. Seven fugues for piano, composed by Edvard Grieg and performed by pianist Mikhail Pletnev here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 now, and at the top of the hour, NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Online as well at kansaspublicradio.org. The sound of one child's voice rings out each Christmas Eve at the chapel of King's College in Cambridge, England, beginning a festival of nine lessons and carols. Join KPR on Wednesday morning as we bring you a service that's been broadcast around the world for decades. A festival of nine lessons and carols, Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. And now we bring you music from Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, which he cooked up for Christmas time in 1952, his version of the story of the Nativity, Retablo de Navidad, with the Madrid Orchestra and Chorus, next on Kansas Public Radio. From 1952, Retablo de Navidad. The story of the Nativity, composed by Joaquin Rodrigo, performed by the Madrid Orchestra and Chorus on Kansas Public Radio. It's just about 1 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. More holiday fun in the next hour, with carols from the Robert Shaw Chorale and Art Aroniger's Christmas Cantata, all ahead for you on KPR.
For over 100 years on KPR.
That is tonight at 7 p.m. Holiday Vespers awaits you this evening. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. As well as online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR, you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Del Monte strings once more. Angels We Have Heard on High, here on Kansas Public Radio. There's more holiday fun in store for you here on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. Coming up, we've got the BBC Concert Orchestra, along with the Cambridge Choir and BBC Singers. They'll bring us the Christmas Cantata by Art Aroniger. That plus Beethoven, the 27th Piano Sonata, is in just a few short minutes. Thanks for joining us today. Support for classical music comes from Neuvond House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at neuvondhouse.com. Let's have some fun next with a medley of carols with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Robert Shaw Chorale, a Christmas suite for you on Kansas Public Radio. Christmas carols and holiday fun with a suite by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Robert Shaw Chorale for you here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now about 1:20. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. Right now on the KU campus, instruments are showing about 52 degrees, although truth be told, it's starting to feel a bit colder than that, and temperatures will be steadily dropping into the 30s by about 5 p.m. And all the while, quite windy out there, 39-mile-an-hour winds currently, and gusting up to 50 miles an hour occasionally. Wind advisory in effect for the KPR listening area. A high wind warning in effect for portions of the KPR listening area, generally west of Topeka. On top of that, in addition to being very windy, it's also very dry. And outdoor burning poses a great risk of fire danger. A red flag warning in effect for the KPR area until 6 this evening. And one other item to note, that I-70 West is closed between Goodland and Colby. That's due to high winds and dust storms bringing down visibility. Remember that for road conditions, you can always dial 511. We're a few minutes away from a performance of the BBC Singers and BBC Concert Orchestra with the Christmas Cantata of composer Art Aroniger. Before that, we'll hear John O'Connor at the keyboard with Beethoven and the 27th Piano Sonata, next on KPR. Pianist John O'Connor and Beethoven's 27th Piano Sonata in E Minor on Kansas Public Radio. 1:34 now, and At the top of the hour, NPR News, of course, and the classics continue on until 3 p.m. It'll be time for All Things Considered then, and later on tonight. For over 100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the season with the annual performance of Holiday Vespers, and they do so again this evening during KPR Tonight at 7 for this year's Holiday Vespers, featuring Christmas carols, music for Hanukkah, Mozart's Magic Flute, and more, all performed by the KU choirs and orchestra. Holiday Vespers is tonight at 7 on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. Time now for holiday music with French composer Arthur Honegger. The following piece Arthur Honegger began writing in 1940, first as a swish-swish passion play, and then later, under the advice of conductor Paul Zacher, he adapted the work into a Christmas cantata, one that incorporated liturgical texts in Latin with Christmas carols in German and French mixed in. Honegger's Christmas cantata, next with the BBC Concert Orchestra, and Cambridge Choir of King's College and BBC Singers on Kansas Public Radio. Arthur Honegger's Christmas Cantata, completed in 1953. The BBC Concert Orchestra, Cambridge Choir, and BBC Singers for you on this Thursday afternoon. NPR News just around the corner. Stay with us on KPR.
Our news.
All things considered, today from 3 to 7 p.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's some deep Christmas nostalgia. Vince Guaraldi with Christmas Time from A Charlie Brown Christmas. Played for us by the Kansas Brass Quintet, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. More for your holidays on the way. The Munich Bach Orchestra and Chorus, they'll be with us later with part 3 of Bach's Christmas Oratorio. That and much more still to come. A little music for guitar and flute with a Carulli Serenade. That's also just around the corner. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, offering gift cards this holiday season for all classes, including an unlimited 2-week pass for new students or a yoga basic series for new students. Gift cards at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Well, from the Kansas Brass Quintet, we go to the Kansas City Chorale, Charles Bruffy leading, with 3 mystical carols, music by Conrad Souza, on Kansas Public Radio. Charles Bruffy leading the Kansas City Chorale with 3 mystical carols by Conrad Souza on Kansas Public Radio. There'll be more for the holidays in just a short time. 10 minutes from now, we'll bring you the Munich Bach Orchestra and Chorus with part 3 of the Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach, still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldritchhotel.com. Right now on the KU campus, it's 42 degrees. The temperature's been dropping steadily, with the high winds bringing chilly temperatures, and should be in about the 30s by about 5 p.m. A wind advisory in effect for the KPR listening area till 6 this evening, along with a high wind warning for portions of the KPR listening area, generally west of Topeka, and a red flag warning as well for the very windy and dry conditions. Tonight, we should have clear skies, lows of about 23 degrees, and winds died down to about 35 miles per hour or so. Looks like tomorrow should be sunny, a little windy still, with temperatures just about near 50. We'll listen next to a charming sonata, or serenade rather, in the key of D major by composer Ferdinando Carulli, music for flute and guitar with Peter Lucas Graf and guitarist Konrad Rogosnik on KPR. Serenade number 6 in D by composer Ferdinando Carulli, as played by flutist Peter Lucas Graf and guitarist Konrad Rogosnik on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:31 at 3 p.m. Join us for All Things Considered from NPR News. Then, later on tonight at 7, it's finally here. Celebrate with KU's Holiday Vespers, the annual concert by the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra. For the 101st performance, you'll hear music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Mozart's Magic Flute, plus plenty of carols for the season. Holiday Vespers is tonight at 7 on Kansas Public Radio. Just a quick note that did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? If you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Time now to bring you the Munich Bach Orchestra and Chorus. Carl Richter is our conductor, and the music by Bach, and part 3 from his Christmas Oratorio, next on Kansas Public Radio. Part 3 of the Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by the Munich Bach Orchestra and Chorus, under conductor Carl Richter on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m., and up next is All Things Considered from NPR News. Then later on tonight at 7, a holiday tradition for you. We've got the 101st broadcast of Holiday Vespers from the University of Kansas. That is at 7 p.m. this evening. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me here for Music on a Thursday afternoon. I've got more for the holidays for you at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com. And the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com. It's 3 o'clock. This is KPR.